USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Visitors to our nation's capital from coronavirus hotspots will be required to self-quarantine for 14 days. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced today anyone traveling from high-risk areas for non-essential purposes must isolate themselves starting Monday. A list of those areas was not immediately released. Neighboring Maryland or Virginia will not be on the list. The order will be in effect through October. It comes after a couple of main notes, the U.S. surpassing 4 million COVID-19 cases, and the number of cases in Florida topping 400,000. Down there, the mayors of the city of Miami and Miami-Dade County are asking residents to wear masks in their homes to lower the transmission rate between family members. The Toronto Blue Jays will reportedly play their home games this season in Buffalo and one of their minor league affiliate parks. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good. I couldn't live without it, David. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The top airlines in the country are facing huge quarterly losses. USA's John Hunt with more.
Two major airlines reported huge second quarter losses, and their leaders warned that the new surge in U.S. coronavirus cases has stalled the recovery in air travel and added to the industry's disarray. American Airlines posted a loss of more than $2 billion, and Southwest Airlines lost over $915 million. That pushed the combined second quarter loss of the nation's four biggest airlines to over $10 billion. Earlier, Delta Airlines reported a $5.7 billion loss.
Statues of Christopher Columbus have been removed from a couple of parks in Chicago overnight. The Chicago Tribune reports Mayor Lori Lightfoot is hoping to avoid another high-profile confrontation between police and protesters. Not all of the city's Italian-American groups are on board, though some gave their blessing. A statement released from the mayor's office said the statues have been removed temporarily until further notice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The nation's most famous doctor won't be getting a baseball contract anytime soon. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he was very excited throwing out the first pitch for the Washington Nationals on opening night on Thursday evening. He told Fox News he's always been a big fan of the team.
Well, besides the fact that I bounced it, John, it was awesome feeling to be out there, and to throw that pitch was just such a great feeling. It was really humbling and awesome.
It was essentially a wild pitch, but anyway, President Trump will be throwing out a first pitch at a Yankees game on August 15th.
And I say, how's the crowd going to be? And, you know, it's like you don't have a crowd. There is no such thing. It's going to be interesting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
McDonald's will require customers to wear face coverings starting in August and will add protective panels in its restaurants. The fast food chain joins other corporate giants like Walmart, Kroger's, and Starbucks, who have previously announced their own mask mandates in their locations. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are suing over paparazzi photos of their toddler son, Archie. Harry and Meghan filed suit in California, where the family relocated to after stepping back from the British royal family in January. They have frequently complained about press intrusion on both sides of the Atlantic. News on demand anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.